best thing in the world is.
What's up? Rhythmics Radio. You're tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks. And it's the coolest. It's the coolest host you know. We started wild already. Your homie Ice.
And it's your boy Los Vegas. You already know what it is, man. And welcome to Rhythmics Radio Conversation on the Rock. As y'all can see, it's gonna be a wild one like we've been posting all day long.
Yeah. Man. And who we got in the building, Los?
I was about to say, I'm serious. Listen. No, I'm dead serious. I don't care. Shoot, it was talking about being in the military and having pussy thrown at you.
It was great.
It was.
It was so good.
I'm dead serious. You called me a dog. I was Fido. I cut every piece of it in my mouth as much as I could.
Tastes great, left filling.
Europe was the place to be.
Oh, my God. Was it? It was like they were trying to make
it. Am I too old to sign up?
It was.
It was harder to catch, though, because it was covered in hair.
It was like they were trying to make it.
Can I sign up still?
It was like they were. No.
I want to be all I can be.
No, they have a weed regulation.
You can just move out. Outside of a base, though.
I work on a military installation. Right now, does that work?
I'm telling you right now, the best thing in the world was going overseas in the military, man. It was like they was trying to make up for World War One and Two.
We appreciate it.
I showed, especially Japan. Yeah. I bombed their Pearl Harbors a couple of times.
I was in Germany, and so I helped them tear down the wall.
That's right. That's the problem.
Well, I've been here in the States holding it down for y'all.
Holding it down like gravity. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not the smallest French fry in the pack.
Can we introduce y'all?
Oh, my bad. I didn't get started. I'm sorry.
Sorry, my bad.
Just
start over here and work our way around. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies first is the cutie on duty. Angie Robinson. All right,
we got next to the one laughing.
The one laughing.
The cream in the middle.
Cream in the middle of the Oreo. Dwayne White from D-Dub Comedy or DwayneWhiteComedy.com or WhiteDwayneComedy.com if you want to get.
I think you should do White Dwayne.
That's
I like White Dwayne. White Dwayne is the best.
That lets you know
you're white.
That you're serious about comedy, but in case it doesn't work out, your credit score is top notch.
I'm gonna hurt myself like bouncing back and forth between the two.
Hey man, it's Mr. Perspective Doug Bennett, and I am just here enjoying myself trying to keep up cultural relations.
We appreciate y'all for being in the building, man. You see already, they starting out wild and crazy. You know what I mean? Couldn't even get into the intro.
I'm not even hot.
But yeah, we got a few comedians in the building, man. And
well, it's right there.
Welcome, man.
I think
welcome.
I'll get you in contact. Yeah, contact. When a nigga start laughing because he inhaled, you know it. You know, yeah, contact like a bug.
Need some snacks.
Yeah, I need some snacks. I'm serious. I need to stop and give me some Fritos or something.
Dwayne got snacks over there.
Snacks in the bag.
He got some real white shit on
him. I'm going to tell you right now, boy, that's why we always need a white friend, because they
do
come prepared.
They with snacks.
No black person ever get high. We know what the symptoms are. Sleepy and hungry. We don't carry no pillow, no comforter, no chips. This motherfucker comes out with us today.
And I don't even smoke.
And he don't even smoke and got snacks.
Well,
you
I'm
can't
on a
tell
six-pack.
Me this motherfucker ain't get his damn storeaway badge as a Boy Scout or some shit.
Storeaway?
I don't know what badge they
Clearly
call
not.
It.
How you gonna take over the show?
Quartermaster badge. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, damn, Doug. How you gonna take over our show like that? Like,
I ain't taking over nothing. I'm hungry.
This is what Doug does.
I got a fish platter over there. It smells like
AJ
a summer's
has a
eve.
Whole fish platter.
It That's smells like a summer's eve, but it's over there.
How often do you smoke? We don't get full meals after we high. We get Cheetos.
I'm prepared, motherfucker. I'm fat. Right.
You have your stool. Right.
I did.
Look, Angie,
you are not fat, baby. You are short for your weight.
That's
understand
right.
That's a lie.
Tell my clothes
like
that.
Like
you are short for your weight, baby. All
right. So what we like to do, this is the pregame. You can see how the pregame is going already.
Pre-game.
You know what I'm saying?
Pre-game.
But Ice, Tish, how y'all week, man, though?
Good. Chilling. It was a moneymaker. Not mad.
It's the hair.
Ice?
Oh, the weekend was good. The weekend was good. Right, exactly. The weekend was great, man. Did a little work, on Saturday, yesterday. Saturday and shit. Went out to the city and went to Sequoia with some of the homies. And then we got on a little boat ride, like a boomerang boat tour or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say Sequoia?
Sequoia? Like, you went to see some trees?
No.
Pine Lake, Sequoia?
Nah, the restaurant Sequoia.
Oh, the one you can't afford.
Oh, okay. I thought you said. Did you say the one I can't afford?
I'm gonna move.
Did you say the one I can't afford? First and foremost, you're right. Secondly, don't clock my pockets like that. My hoes think I got money. My hoes think I got money.
Them hoes ain't loyal.
Dear hoes, he does not have money. He drives an 84 Chevette.
Listen, they got power windows, goddammit. You understand me? So don't.
Until the power stops.
$1,600 more, I'm going to get leather in that bitch. So they understand.
Turn off. It's not going to work no more. It's going to crank up once you finish playing.
As long as you push it down a hill, it'll crank up.
You got to get a rolling start.
Yeah, you got to get a
rolling start. You got to click that alternator as it's going down the hill.
This is what happens. You see how she is? She got her hair done. Her nails did. She fancy. So now all of a sudden you're going to crack on me because my car got to get a running start. They got to get momentum to start. You don't remember where you came from? All your cars started up on the first try?
Yes, they did.
And they did.
That question kind of backfired.
Next.
Goddamn. Next. How was y'all weekend, man? Did y'all do anything fun?
Yeah, talk about y'all show. Y'all had a show.
Oh, yeah, we had a show Friday night.
But you going to ask me what did we do?
Because we were on a show together, goddamn.
That's exactly how you get implemented.
So you had a show Friday night?
Yeah, yeah, we did a show at the VFW, all veteran lineup.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
In Woodbridge?
In Woodbridge, yeah. Okay.
And I just found out what VFW stood for.
Yeah, you didn't know, which is fucking amazing.
I really didn't. As a veteran, I didn't even know what VFW stood
for. To be fair, he's a Marine. So.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not bagging on Marines.
He just did.
I'm just saying.
Your dad hands out peanuts and cookies.
I'm not.
Your dad hands out peanuts and cookies.
I know you never handed out peanuts.
Your dad is a step above Delta. You understand? Your dad is a step above Delta.
I wasn't saying that Marines are stupid. I was just saying letters are hard.
Wow. I didn't know VFW. I thought VFW stood for Veer from Women. Like, I didn't know that this shit stood for veterans.
That's why you single. Damn. Yeah.
What? Because we can't have nothing without y'all here. Y'all take all our shit.
There you go.
Y'all do.
Eddie, take half.
Why are you still single?
Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry.
You're just yelling.
I'm frustrated.
That is some, like, aggression coming
out. Say it with your chest out.
First, it's not my chest. It's the front of my back. Secondly.
Say it with the front of your back out.
Secondly. Say it with the front of my back. Listen, I am not angry.
I see the veins in your neck.
Well, that's because I'm skinny. Listen, I'm not angry. I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated because y'all get all the
join the army again.
I'm not joining. Don't you ever cuss
it was the Marines.
That's how much I remember.
And I can't believe you let an Air Force brat correct your mistakes.
Okay. Yeah, well, see what had happened was.
I just can't.
You all right? Have a drink.
I don't want a drink.
You need a drink.
First and foremost, I don't know the feds may be watching me on this live. I don't want no drink.
You fresh as hell.
I don't know if you knew this, but
he might eat some pussy.
Oh shit!
So Doug and I
had a good show.
Doug and I, we did a great show down at the BFW.
Okay, just the two of you?
No, there's a few six other. Of us. There were six total comics, and it was the first time back in like 2 years down there, so it was good.
Oh,
we've done some shows the night before, so it was good. COVID kind of fucked up our world on that and that thing, but yeah. So Doug was killing it. It's a good time, even despite the weird white woman in the front row.
Oh my God.
Tell us about that.
No, I blame him.
What?
The reason why I blame Dwayne is
because it on Dwayne.
You're damn right. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, this is the problem. Black people don't sit up front nowhere. Do you understand me? Not at church, because God is omnipresent. He will reach us in the back. We don't sit up front nowhere.
Not even on the
bus. That's a fact.
Dwayne on the bus.
Dwayne literally and truly. No, Rosa sat up front. The rest of us was in the back.
He was in the back.
Dwayne is like, let's push everybody up to the front. I'm like, nah, everybody fine. The laughs are reached. The acoustics are good in the place. No, Dwayne wants to move everybody to the front. So who does he move to the front? He moves what was it? B. Arthur from the Golden Girls up to the front. Let me tell you something. First, she had a feathered bang that was missing feathers. She had no teeth.
Pocahontas.
Yes, she had no teeth. and a raspy voice.
Oh, you're talking about the old woman.
Yes, the old woman. Everything she
said. She wasn't the problem. It was the daughter that was
she
the problem.
Sounded like Louis Armstrong. Oh, shit. As soon as she got up there, she was like, zah. I was like, why?
So clearly Doug doesn't produce shows because he would know to put motherfuckers up front is what he tried to
do. Oh, my God.
You don't put them in the back. But no, she was a pain in the ass. She just talked the whole goddamn time.
And
it was so
and Mr. Sensitive over here, usually Dwayne will cut somebody's head off. Dwayne's Mr. Sensitive. I don't know what happened. Dwayne done joined the feminist movement or something. Usually Dwayne be like, yo, shut the fuck up. No, Dwayne's like, would you please mind keeping it down, everyone?
My exact quote during the opening set was, shut the fuck up.
He
shut
said it
your
generally.
Fucking mouth.
Then I pulled him to the side. I said, Dwayne, we believe in you. Cut her head off. Dwayne, it was literally like I gave Dwayne a can of spinach. That joker turned into fucking Popeye and beat her Bluto ass up verbally. Dun, 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 dun. Dwayne got to the front and was like, yes, you with the feathered bang. Shut the fuck up. I tried to make it general, but you obviously don't catch a hint. Put a cigarette in your mouth and shut up. I was like, damn, Dwayne.
Actually, what I said was that she would give the worst blowjob ever because she'd be like, I just want to tell you one thing. Another fucking thing I want to talk about.
And y'all want to talk about how bad I am. This is somebody's grandma. This is somebody's grandmother who used her last bit of Social Security to come to a free show.
Well, she should have left and late and
hit her. Free show.
It was amazing. I said, Dwayne,
damn,
God,
that's crazy. It was fun. It was fun.
And how was your weekend?
Yeah, sorry, Angie gets to talk now because Doug.
You sure? Motherfucker. Mine was great. My week is even better because I'm being showcased at the Electric Palm with Dwayne this weekend. It's Friday, on October 29th.
That's factual.
We can take a shot to that. That's factual. That's some factual shit. Yeah. Cheers, motherfucker. Yeah, that's
cheers.
Like, and I'll be headlining another event in Springfield once I get the date.
Okay.
I'll be back
once
with
you
that
get a date, like somebody to take you.
Probably that too. Yeah, that
headlining takes on a whole new meaning, Angie.
That's what he said.
I'm done. Don't sit up here and act like she
That's what he said. We're headlining.
She needed a reason to take a shot. She been shooting all night.
Blanks.
Let's take a shot. I'm breathing. Let's take a shot.
Motherfucking right. Damn skipping.
So speaking of that, Dwayne, yes, so you obviously put these shows together. Can you kind of talk a bit about Electric Palm and
different
shows you have there?
Yeah, so Electric Palm's been great. We've been there since February. It's an awesome venue down here in Woodbridge, right on the water. Very cool. We do an open mic there every Tuesday night.
Okay.
So we get about 18, 20 comics up just doing short sets. Every other Wednesday, we do kind of a gimmick mic of some kind. Like, it's either a riff mic where everything's just made up on the spot. People draw stuff out of hats. And
kind of like an improv, sort of?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
That's a dirty word among comics.
You got to ride.
Oh, yeah.
It's a riff mic. Versus... No, it's good. Yeah, it's like a hatred. It's like rugby players and soccer players. Okay, it's like, you know, whatever. No, I like improv. I like good improv. It's just that you don't see that very often.
Exactly.
And then every 2 weeks now, we're doing... We're doing showcases, so we get like five or six comics on. Last two's been sold out. It's been awesome. Hopefully, we'll sell out this weekend with Angie and all her crew coming out.
So
it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a blast.
So where do people go to find out all of the information? Because you got a lot going on.
Yeah. The best place is my website, DwayneWhiteComedy.com. DEWAYNE, because my parents wanted to fucking spell it weird. That's fine.
Like a black man.
Yeah, for real.
He really black.
Really check that out. I want him to get a job.
He just light skinned. He just light skinned it.
And my mama named me Douglas. So it's like.
My parents were young. They didn't know any better. They were 17 and 19.
My mom named me Angela after Angela Davis.
Really? No, she did.
Real shit.
No, yes.
We call that motherfucker right now.
So yes, you can find everything about the shows on my website. Or you check me out on Facebook and Instagram at dwcomedy.com or dwcomedy.
Oh. How long you been doing. Been there and just putting on these showcases.
So I've been there since about February. I think we did our first shows.
Okay.
And then we did. and we started. We just started with an open mic, and it kind of morphed into, you know, showcases and stuff. And now we're killing, man. It's great. It was the venue actually asked us to add more shows, so they're happy with it. It's a great venue. There's good food, good drinks. It's a blast, man.
It's a dope event. You don't really see comedy in this area in Woodbridge, so just to know that it's somewhere to go.
You used to have comedy in Woodbridge, but too many people got stabbed at Babylon.
Yeah. He ain't lying about that.
I'm sorry. At the unnamed bar down the street.
I'm telling you right now. Open mics at Babylon was dangerous, for real. You can always tell with black folk when you ain't funny. They don't even call you your name no more. They call you by your profession. So what was that you were saying, Mr. Funny Man? You like,
No, dude. I went in the first night. I did not know. I've told you about this. I did not know the kind of the demographics of the room. I've been doing. I knew what I was getting into. It was very similar. But there are more white people in this room. I had been doing comedy for like a month or two, and I went in there and I did not know that it was a mostly black room. They did not know that Dwayne was not a black guy when I signed up, and so I was stupid. I put on like cowboy boots and a button down shirt, and I went in there.
Damn, man.
Fashionista.
You really and truly went hard. Like you
I didn't know hard. I was going go big hard. Or go home. You ever go hard when you didn't think you were going hard?
Yeah. You Viagra'd that one.
Yeah, you did, boy. Yeah, God damn.
I'm like, it's a hookah bar. It's going to be whatever. And no.
Okay, no. No. Not what
and then I
thinking.
Did 6 minutes of my new material about how my father was a prison guard. I got no laughs. I got one from the DJ and one from the bartender.
So you literally and truly went up into a place with all black people and talked about how your dad was part of the system.
Yeah. I was young in comedy.
Boots on and everything, huh?
And when he got there, they told him that they
why didn't you just go up in there dressed as Clarence Bisbee from fucking the Dave Chappelle?
Or Clarence Thomas.
Like, you just went up. Like, God damn, man.
I think I kind of did.
God damn. So disenfranchised folk. My dad was part of the system that kept you down.
That's what uneducated white people do. They go become prison guards. That's what you fucking do. So, my whole family is a prison guard.
Doug, how long have you been doing this? You know what I'm saying? How long have you been doing it, stand up, the comedian and everything like that?
I've been doing it for a couple years. Years, man. It's very fulfilling.
Yeah.
One thing I know is that laughter is the glue that keeps life together. This is exactly
we have
why
to pass a plate.
This is exactly why we can't come together.
Wow.
I'm trying to be vulnerable.
Wow.
I didn't choose this.
The Lord chose it for me.
The man got a holy lap.
One day I was on my way.
Preach it, preacher.
Damascus.
Yes,
road.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the sea parted. The sky opened up. A burning bush was in the middle
Beware the burning bush.
Were you in the service?
And it said, Boy, I say, you are going
to hell, straight to hell, with gasoline draws.
My name.
With gasoline draws.
I went blind for 3 days, a prophet showed up, the scales fell from my eyes, and I've been telling jokes ever since.
Wow.
Shatala Boshi. As a matter of fact, y'all go to commercial, I'm slaying in the spirit.
I'm doing a holy dance for you.
Amen.
Can I come out now? Okay, all right, there we go.
Bring him out.
There we go.
I feel like Paula White chick.
Bring
the African angels.
Since yesterday. All my comedy seems so far away.
Who sang that?
My black ass. That was a remix, motherfucker.
It was Cardi B.
It was Cardi B.
Yeah.
Cardi B ass.
No, I've been doing comedy for a while. That's it and that's all. I'm funny.
So I will ask y'all, who right now is your favorite comedian dead or alive on the new?
Me.
Oh, Jesus. My mama.
Me. Yeah.
My mama. My mama. Because she's still trying to get me to go to church and ain't nothing funnier than that.
Wow.
Boy, you need your soul saved.
You need Jesus.
Now, honestly, Jesus. What would you say?
Oh, hey. Wait,
ask the white guy?
No. Jeez. I think, so they can be dead in this whole thing? They're dead people? What?
Dead or alive, newer.
Want it. So, dead or alive.
Current company. Are you
going to
do this shit all night?
Shout out to that Ciroc pomegranate. How does this woman keep coming up with a song that fits every transition?
She has a list of songs she's going to sing no matter what the fuck is coming up. That's what it is.
He got the snacks. She got the entertainment.
Motherfucking like.
I just brought snacks to cut vodka with. All right. So let's see. I think living. I'll say two. I'll say living right now. Yeah, always. Yeah. Living, and I just showered, and it's great.
Yeah, right guard didn't take a left turn.
Living, I think Chad Daniels is probably my favorite right now. I love him. He's just hilarious. Okay. I love it. Love him. Never
heard of him.
Oh, he's so good. And I think Dead is probably, it's a toss-up between Robin Williams and Pryor. Those are the two I listened to as a kid.
I love Robin Williams, yeah.
As a kid, man, that's what I, my parents were divorced. You know, that's how I kind of, like, fell in love with comedy, was, like, watching the shit I wasn't supposed to watch. Mm-hmm. When they were gone, I was a latchkey kid, you know, hanging out at the house. Yeah. They had all these videotapes.
That's
it was
the
like
best.
Pryor, and then, you know, Rob Williams, Life at the Met, and then, you know, just those two were just, I watched them over and over and over and over again. So, yeah.
Andrew, what about you?
Phew, so many. Because, you know, there's not a lot of female comedians out there that are strong. Mm-hmm. I remember Moms Mabley.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice. If you want to take it way back.
Yeah.
Let me see. I had to go with Richard Pryor, too. I love Richard Pryor, and of course, you know, like the Eddie Murphys, and even so many greats that came along the way that paved the way for us. But I always keep telling them, I said, there's no comedians out there right now like me.
I know that's there right.
And I'm ready for them. You know, because they don't pay the female comedians like they do the men comedians, and I'm ready to take over.
I know that's right. So.
Do your thing.
Oh, it's on.
She's saying that because she's doing my show on Friday. So she's like, you want to pay me more, Dwayne?
She want five more dollars. I want $5 more.
Yeah.
Just call me Jerry Maguire. Show me the money.
There you go.
Now, comedy for the money. Even for me, I think, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm just now stepping into this lane and whatnot. Somebody that always steps out to me is Martin Lawrence. I think he's one of them. But even just me, for real, when comedy, like you just said, just watching stuff, Eddie Murphy, Raw, is one of them to me that kind of like stood out. And a joke that he told when he said he was, you know, that little gay police sitting on the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to me, you know what I'm saying, back in like close to like 80s, you know what I'm saying, mid-80s, like that was like, damn, like that was raw. Like nobody even got fucking, then you see him in all these movies. So them... Martin Lawrence, the Dave Chappelle.
I love Dave Chappelle.
Sure.
And just
his honesty, his brutal honesty.
Would be my 85 South show. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, everybody that comes on the Dwayne White.
Not everybody's good.
They sure are not.
Tuesday open mic is it's good.
So who's not good?
No.
Melissa Messi. Okay, Ms. Melissa Messi.
What we're saying is like
they stink.
It's an open mic.
Oh, hold on. What is this weird? No, what you're saying.
What she said.
Oh, what she said.
All of a sudden you speaking French.
I ain't saying nothing.
No, what she's saying is it's an open mic. Some nights, I mean, people come up there to play with stuff. You know, they come up there to play with material.
And sometimes they're like butts.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And that goes for all of us. You know, all of us have eaten a dick on stage, you know?
Have we?
Well, you probably literally, but not all
of us. Yeah. Taste great, less filling. I swallowed the kids.
I just.
Oh, man. She got a playground.
She'll fuck up everything.
I did.
Yeah.
I spit them out now.
All I'm saying is, I think what we were both getting at is you know, it's an open mic, so you know, people sign up, and you know, it's people that have done it. Maybe like last week, we had to go very first time he'd ever done stand-up, you know, and that's what it's for. I mean, is to get up there and get your chops and work on things and play with things. So it's sometimes you get good comics doing bad shit because it just doesn't work. You don't know if something's funny until you play with it on stage in front of, you know, people.
Play with it.
Yeah.
I did the splits.
She did the splits one time on my mic.
Yeah, I did. Fucking, yeah, I definitely
my
did.
Stage is still stained from
it. It is. All those good juices are up there.
Yeah. There's a lot of light on you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't unsee that.
You can't.
The way that you just put that whole situation in, that was another thing that I liked, and that's why I want to really shine light on what you're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, for somebody like myself, like, y'all didn't know me, but if you was to ask anybody in my camp or anybody that know me, oh, Lowe's funny. You know what I'm saying? Lowe's this and that. The thing about comedian and being a comedian and coming up there and telling jokes, like, it's one thing to be funny, but, like, can you really hold that crowd? Can you really catch their attention? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I have been able to see all of y'all on stage, you know what I'm saying, at the thing, and, you know what I'm saying, that was another reason why I asked for y'all to be on here. I also wanted my man Schwartz on this journey as well. But
Schwartz?
You mean Shevitz? Yeah, yes.
Okay. I was like, who the fuck is Schwartz?
One thing is so bad is Shut I was up. Going right along with it. Yeah, Schwartz.
That motherfucker's funny.
I needed my decoder ring. I was like, Schwartz? You mean Shevitz?
Schwartz and White.
I mean, he's short, but it's Shevitz.
Those of you who don't speak German, Schwartz means black.
Does it? Schwartz means black, by the way, in German.
You were half right.
Oh, okay. Well, he's half light.
No, Shevis is busy getting married this weekend.
He did get married.
Yes. Okay.
Well, Saturday, he got married.
But yeah, I just like what you've been doing, for real. Like I said, and it's been the comedians I've seen on there, like you said, it's just a hit or miss. But just to give them that confidence or that just that platform for them to be able to come out there and just try something new, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can even remember the first time I got up on there, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get booed. And it wasn't quiet, but it wasn't what I wanted, you know.
But you got some constructive criticism, and you went back up there and did it again. And each time, you've gotten better.
I think that's the biggest myth in comedy, to get serious for a second. I mean, that's the big... I teach a comedy class, too, for veterans. I teach with the Armed Services Arts Partnership. Okay. It's a nonprofit it's awesome. Any vets that want to check all kinds of different art should check it out. ASAP.org. That's a plug. I teach with them, and you know, what we try to tell people is, like, you can be funny as fuck with your friends. That's kind of easy, because we do a lot of inside jokes, we have a lot of fun, but to get up there in front of strangers and do it, it is a lot of fucking work. And what you see on these Netflix specials and stuff, I mean, that is years sometimes of work. Some of those jokes, they've been telling for 4, 5, 6 years sometimes before they perfect them enough to put them on a special.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes time. There's I don't know how the hell you measure this, but I was reading some stuff that said it takes 23 hours of work to get 1 minute of A-level comedy material for stand-up.
Really?
That's like the average. It's 23 hours to get that 1 minute. So you put that shit together, and it's a lot of work, and people don't understand that until they try.
Now women need to understand why we only last so long sometimes. In
3 minutes? It's not worth the cleanup.
23 hours of pornography.
It's not worth the cleanup. It was
5 minutes of pleasure for y'all, so y'all need to stop sitting up here asking y'all man why you so...
It's not worth the cleanup.
Once you put it in comedy set, now it's up. See, before, he's like, oh, really? 23 hours? 1 minute of joke? Okay.
Yeah,
but when a man says 23 hours of to give you 5 minutes of pleasure, oh, my God. Just
right.
5 minutes.
No,
bitch.
Like
you understand how many cramps I done had?
I could have did that myself.
Yeah, that's like a commercial. You know, it's really only what? A 15-second I'm just trying to make it relevant. Still remember it.
That's why I bought Bob, my battery-operated boyfriend.
I'm just trying to make it
because they can just keep on going like an Energizer bunny.
There you go.
Y'all think we just get up there and tell a joke.
Look, I ordered one, but they sent me 3.
All right.
They must have been impressed. I did break one.
You can always tell when.
Well,
I got
a whole love swing in my car.
Really? Oh my God!
This woman carries a love swing.
I got a whole love swing right in the trunk of my car.
You never know.
That is real. Usually, the first night I met her, she said the same shit to me. She was like, "Y'all don't believe me." She said, "Come check my trunk." I said, "For real?" All I need is a stud finder, and
a U-bolt.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you see, what do you drive?
I have Carve eyelashes.
Yeah, she had a, what car is it? Is it like
it's a Honda Elantra.
She has a Honda. Like, if you see a Honda Elantra with eyelashes, you probably got a shot, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, good luck. Just,
she's got a sex swing in the back. This could be a good night.
I didn't have my good eye on it.
That's better than a scratcher right there. That's a good fucking deal.
So tell me this. This is what I want to know, man. I always want to know from comedians and their opinion. Is there anything that's off limits and is it too soon to joke about COVID?
Fuck no, it's not too soon to joke about COVID. I was joking about COVID
so when it came out.
Yeah. I wouldn't joke about COVID now because
I talk about COVID 19, 20, and 21.
You understand Brazzers spiked 400% on the stock market when COVID came out.
Yeah.
You can have your woman over there joint, man. I got so
Pornhub gave free premium to the world.
Yes. I made my own Pornhub.
Bro, I became a platinum member.
I'm my own fan.
Shout out. Hey, and I know all shout out to Roxy Reynolds, Cherokee the Ass. All of y'all helped me through most trying pandemic since the flu.
Ain't no Angie.
If Abella Danger is watching this. Look, here's the deal. My therapist, I got a therapist because of depression and all that bullshit during this, this shit, right? No, but she looks exactly like Abella Danger. And that is, do you realize how fucking hard that is to deal with? You're sitting there like,
And does she have like the glasses too?
No, she doesn't do the glasses.
Oh my God.
But she's got the lips and I'm like, motherfucker.
Like, are you getting a boner right now?
I always am.
And she's sitting up there probably asking you, so tell me about your wife. She's into
She's not. Like, hey, I don't think I haven't tried that shit. I told you, I have the joke. That's fucking real life.
No stone unturned.
I had a dream about having sex with three vampires.
Martin Luther.
I know. Yeah. I've heard about it. And so they had this. You're the worst fucking heckler ever. You're the shittiest.
I suck balls.
I don't know how you fucking heckle at a show.
I know.
But no, like I had a dream a while back about I'm taking this fucking away. I don't even want to say it now because you're gonna say it. I had this thing that Martin Luther King Jr. had. No, but I had this dream about like me having sex with these three hot vampire chicks, right? Like I don't know, I was reading Dracula, whatever. It's
fucking
a long story.
Blade,
and so no, it was
Blade. One of them black.
And so anyway, I was like, and in the dream.
You made it
in the video.
In the
dream.
Yeah,
it was real. It was real. In the dream, my wife was like into it. I'm like, hey, do you mind if I go fuck these three vampire chicks? She's like, no, have fun. Like I was going out for dinner or something. She's like, oh, have a good time.
Bring me something back.
So I go, hey, I got to tell you about this. I was like, okay, check it out. We were all living in this apartment, and we were all living there, and there was these three hot chicks, and I had sex with them. You were cool with it in the dream, so, you know, what do you think? And she's like, are you out of your fucking mind?
My viewers need to know this is his dream, not mine.
She goes, I'm not moving back into an apartment. No.
I'm glad to know your woman got her priorities straight. I'm glad
to know
got her. I want to do gardening. What the fuck?
Oh,
so
shit.
That's what she said. I was like, you're an asshole. Because I know. Like,
okay, and look. So because y'all are in such a good mood, before comedy,
let's fuck that
up. What did y'all see y'allself doing before comedy?
Doing comedy.
Oh, I was. I
want to be a stripper.
Honestly, I was too. I was,
but I'm fat.
My stage name was the Tripod, and what I would do, what
Doug's trying to
I didn't video footage.
My stage name was the Tripod, and what I would do is my song would be Smooth Criminal. Okay. And when Mike did the lean, that would be my coup de grace for everybody. And I would finish it by saying, Annie, are you okay? And then I would lean back out and then moonwalk off the stage. But when COVID shut everything down, I really and truly did. I was a stripper.
You don't see this?
I was a stripper.
Wait, it's my dollar.
How can you just leave me standing?
Yes. Daddy, make it talk to me.
Y'all whack, man. How dare y'all?
That's right.
Laughing my dreams?
That's right. Woo!
God damn it, do it.
You just threw it at it. What kind of bullshit is that?
Oh, make it work for him. Make it work.
Dollar bag.
It's a little wet
I'm
now.
I'm using this dollar for the lottery tonight. That's a winning dollar right there.
What about you?
Me? Did what did I picture myself doing or what shit I was doing? I was
selling drugs.
No. I was fucking selling my soul to the fucking government, man.
Yeah.
No, I
the
was
Illuminati.
I was when I started doing comedy. I was a government employee. And fucking hated my life with
Illuminati, with a
passion. No, not Illuminati. I was going to Russia and doing fucking nuclear weapons inspections.
What?
And yes, you? That was my job. I used to go to Russia.
You?
Yeah, I know. And it's like, here's the fun part. I have no fucking idea how nuclear weapons work, which is even better.
It's you?
I'm like, that's a big missile. Fuck it. I don't know.
You that shit to make us laugh?
Yeah. No. I'm retiree from. I'm a military retiree, so it's like I went into.
You're the Marines too.
No, I was in the
Ladies
army because I could spell
the
and
white
shit.
The white.
But yeah, so.
Change his name.
I always wanted to be a comedian, and I finally got the chance to give it a shot. And I just fucking fell in love with it, and I was like, I'm not going back to this fucking job anymore.
Ever.
I hate it. I quit. It was so much fun to quit. Oh
question
my God.
Do they still have an opening with them just in case this comedy shit don't work out?
For me?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm retired, and I'm now a fucking disabled vet.
Oh my God! So you just got everything locked
up. Handicapped, man.
Retired, disabled vet, and white. What? Like, what else do you need in life?
And Dwayne.
Hey, yo. Hey, Angie. What'd you do?
Listen, I did want to be a stripper. You know, back when they had the dry eyes. You know, that's how old that
dry
shit was.
Dry eyes or dry ice?
Both. Yeah. Do you have dry eyes? You know, the dry ice, motherfucker. We had to order that block, and it just steamed up because that was before they had fog machines and shit. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I wanted some thigh high, you know.
Oh, that's hot as fuck.
Yeah,
oh,
but I was a little thicker than a Snicker because it didn't fit. They only became.
So
it
was calf high.
Yeah, that was ankle booties.
so it's calf high.
And then I wanted my tassels to go in two different directions, but. You know, with these extra set of knees. See, I have.
Can you get your tassels going in two?
I can get them going, but
I do not
just be all over the mount. Well, you didn't believe I could do the split either. But you know, see, I have Valentine's Day Hershey Kisses nipples. These are not the normal nipples over here. They're like real, like they Valentine's Day. No, these are some big motherfuckers over here.
I would never ever.
You know, I couldn't get the tassels to go right because they wouldn't fit on the nip right. So, yeah.
Did she abbreviate nipple?
Nip. That's me. Yeah.
Oh man.
So then I said, "Well, fuck this. I'll just be a comedian."
Okay.
So the comedian was your fallback plan?
Yeah. That's fucked up. Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. If this don't work, I'm going back to being a stripper.
I've never heard anybody talk about comedy being their fallback plan.
Yeah. If all else fails.
I'll go do this. Is there a job where I can make zero money and fucking learn to hate myself? I'll be a comedian.
Yeah, that's my game plan.
It worked for so many people.
Tell me this, man. When was the first time y'all knew y'all were funny or somebody, like, you just knew? Was it a feeling somebody just told you? When was the first time you was like, damn, okay, I might be good at this shit?
You're up first. Don't fucking pass this to me, Doug. You did it last time.
The first time I knew I was funny was I was about 4 years old. And we had a dog in our living room named Peppy. And I was sitting up there in his face, and you know how black people are. They'll tell you one
Okay,
time
out. I'm just going to stop this. That is whiter than my shit.
Yeah. We had a
dog named Peppy.
We had a dog named
Peppy. I was like, somebody was watching Looney Tunes like a motherfucker.
We had a dog named Peppy. And
did you have a cat named LePew?
And they told me.
With the black and white.
Be in the dog's face.
Yep, I see
so, I was sitting in there and I was like, up in the dog's face. And all of a sudden, the dog bit me. But the dog didn't just bite me. It drugged me from the living room to the dining room.
God damn, Peppy fucked you up.
It's how big my lip is now. Do you understand that?
You have some soup cooler.
What happened was
you definitely
the dog bit my lip.
There are airbags.
And drugged me all around the house. That's not even when I knew I was funny. This is how I knew I was funny. Because I had a hole in my lip. I thought I was bleeding. It was the Kool-Aid dripping through my lip onto my shirt. That's why I got this cut right here. Y'all think I'm bullshitting. Okay. There's a scar right there. So as I kept drinking, people were like, ah, you're bleeding. And I'm like, oh, my God. So at 4, I'm trying to get the blood up. but it's Kool-Aid and everybody's laughing. They're like, oh, that's so funny. And I was like, you know what? I'm dead ass serious, man. That's when I realized I was funny, is when I had a tragic moment. I don't even like fucking dogs anymore. I really
enjoy He doesn't like fucking dogs.
So you used to like fucking dogs.
I don't like dogs. Yeah, that didn't
So you like flower. Bitches, eh?
I'm being serious. That's when I found out I was
fucking
funny.
Bitches,
so
eh?
I thank Peppy, who is now buried in my grandma's backyard, for allowing me to bring joy to so many people.
So you have.
They still talk about that to this day. Like, I don't even take a woman home because they're like, you do realize why he got that scar on his lip. And I tell people it's because I was in war.
So you got the soup coolers.
I got hit with a sniper. But nah, they tell the
you
truth,
got hit by Peppy.
Yeah. Peppy,
the pew.
Peppy drugged my ass around that house.
Peppy fucked your game all up.
Well, what about you, Dwayne?
Yeah.
What about me? I still like fucking dogs.
I like doggy style, if that matters.
You said it,
you know what I'm saying?
That's my fault.
Damn, when did I know I was funny? I don't like those. I worked in the Humane Society.
Lies.
It was awesome. I did. I used to be a pet adoption counselor. Don't
fucking
yeah. I would help white people adopt dogs and then bitch because they had to get them fixed. Whatever. It was great. I don't know when I knew I was. I think so. I had a fucked up childhood. My dad was an alcoholic, and my grandfather was a Southern Baptist minister.
Oh wow!
And so yeah, so the only I grew up either sitting on a bar stool next to my old man, or in church with my grandfather. There was a little crossover in the audience, but not much. But no, I think you know it was funny because I would like tell jokes like to people in church, and they would laugh their asses off. And then I would tell my dad's like, "Hey, shut the fuck up!" In a bar, I would just like I would pull people aside and start telling jokes and shit to these old drunk fuckers in the bar. Right. It's like I'm talking like 3 o'clock in the afternoon drunks, not like fucking you know 9 or 10. These are fucking old shitty people. I would just tell jokes to these people, and like I would piss my grandfather off and piss my dad off both times. It was great. They're like, "You just need to shut up." It's like. I'm 8. I'm in the fucking bar.
You bought
like,
me here.
Like, you want me to make you a rum and coke? Like, what do you want me to do?
How about you, Ann?
You knew you was funny all your life.
All motherfucking life. I'm telling you, I used to do dumb shit. I still do dumb shit a lot. A whole lot.
I believe that.
Yeah, I do. I remember one time, it was a bus. We were downtown Norfolk. I was with my mother. And somebody started playing, back in the day, they had them big old radios, and they played some song, and I just bust out through the robot. The robot's my shit. I ain't good at it. But I'm going to do that motherfucker till I die. If I ain't in that casket, click, clackety, right, y'all better go ahead and snap me up. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to be that motherfucker. So even at a young age, I used to do dumb shit, you know. I remember one time we were at 4th of July, and the Beach Boys were playing down at the Capitol. And I came out there, and I was out there, and they started playing the music, and I did all the moves. I was a black James Brown, but I was a female version. You know
Did you say the black James? He was already black.
But I was blacker.
Like, I think she meant the female James Brown. I think she meant James Brown with a vagina.
I was Jama Browner.
Jamie Brown.
You know? Now, if I took this hat off, I'd be Frederica Douglass. You know what I'm saying? Frederica Douglass.
Black
you know?
James Brown.
Yeah, you know. But, you know. No. So I did comedy ever since I was a little girl, you know. I never met a stranger. You know, I can go out there with the homeless. Fact. They look at me a little different. When I go out there, they're like, why is she out here? And to the gnats, and them bugs be fucking me up, so I got to come back. I can't be out there with the homeless too long. But I love them. You know, I'll be out there with them, though. You know. You all right, Doug? You all right? Shout out to them.
What about you, Los? When was that time for you?
Oh, man. For me, ever since I drank Pine Sol, I just knew I was funny then, you know what I'm saying?
She'll pass out eventually.
That was a wild experience right there, but it's gotta be that and just be like around everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, y'all know me, you know what I'm saying? I'm normally just say whatever the fuck I want to say. Say whatever, say how I want to say it, but yeah, probably after I drank Pine Sol, I was funny after that. Like, that was my superpower right there, you know.
I'm sorry. Let's go back to that beverage.
Thank you.
Because one thing you're not going to do is you're not going to say you drank a household appliance.
What you're not going to do.
Pass over there. So,
you
had a story went about that.
You drank some bleach?
No, Pine Sol. Get
the chemical straight.
Pine Sol, this is like, gotta be like 83, 84.
Have a good
can't
scent.
Be no more than like 3.
You still got good breath. I just want you to know.
Yeah, yeah. That's what a great. It does sound like a little piney. Yeah, yeah.
Now y'all know. Now y'all know where Donald Trump got that idea for beating COVID from.
That's why you got a piney.
This motherfucker right here, Dr. Fauci has been trying to figure
piney
out why
piney over
has
here
never had COVID.
Now know what the pH levels are, piney hiney.
Last year and say if you just shoot ammonia in your veins, everything. As a matter of fact, go look at Lowe's. Yeah, yeah. Like, what
did it stunt your growth?
Look, have you ever tried it?
It might have.
You don't know.
That motherfucker, he shot past that like it was normal. Like, yeah, your mama give out cups of pine salt along with chicken and fish. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all said that. Did y'all have a lemonade stand with pine salt?
Oh, I mean, this was the 80s, so, you know, we're still experimenting.
That's okay if you, like, made, like, a fucking bad joke. Like, it was the 80s. It was okay to talk about hairy pussies.
Fine, bro.
But, like, it was the 80s. Everybody drank pines on the 80s.
Bro. No, we didn't.
I haven't sipped on that yet.
So many things just became clear as fuck to me.
Yeah.
I can see clearly now
the pine soul's gone. I can see no strength at all.
Wait, real talk.
So the story behind this is what my mom tells me. She says I was born in Las Vegas, so we already in there. My mom says she's on the phone.
Is this time?
She's not even paying attention to me, obviously. I go into like the kitchen underneath the cabinet. I pop off the top. Take a swig of it, go into the living room.
Shut the fuck up.
No bullshit. My mom says I come in there.
She had other wine up under there. She had fruit.
Everybody else in Lois's family is like 6'4".
She was making some of that.
That's why he's so fucking short.
Yeah, yeah. She had some hoops up underneath that counter. You grabbed the wrong one.
Everybody else can dunk.
You're the same height as Tropicana right now, man.
I'm with it. So she says the t-shirt's wet. She thinks I'm playing in the toilet, which I've never done.
How much did you drink?
I do not know. Who even knows? Like at this point,
You drank it.
So I probably just. Was it like a swing? I'm sure I took.
You know
that.
What? Let me raise my hand.
You haven't been.
So that means
you can't talk.
So your mom.
Be easy now.
I'm not gonna say anything about your mom. I'm gonna use your mom as a conduit to talk about you.
English, that's conduit.
Conduit.
So your mom. Your mom was cool with you not playing in the toilet, but she was fine with you drinking pine salt.
Never said that.
Oh, no. It's called reading between the lines. That's what it's called.
Do you see how Doug became a preacher right there?
Yeah, I just seen it.
So it was fine.
The soil.
For you to play in the toilet.
I guarantee his mom was like, why does Losis farts smell so good? What did I feed this boy? Every time he farted, that joint smelled like Sherwood Forest.
Fabulosa.
Every time he farted, the shit smelled like Yellowstone Park.
Fabulosa.
Like, what is that? And your mama didn't find that. You got brothers and sisters?
I got one.
So his was shitty, but yours smelled good.
Brother
and your mom didn't find
nothing wrong
with that.
She wasn't even there yet. As far as I get, this
is she taller than you?
My sister? No.
Yeah. Okay. She drank pine salt too.
She drank.
That's what we're figuring out.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Apparently.
She drank the ammonia or the Clorox. Who's lighter in the bunch? Who drank the bleach?
Apparently in the Vegas family.
At the end of the day,
pine salt is an aperitif.
You know, in the Vegas family, they gamble with your health. That's what they do.
Okay. So you would love it. You should go to Norway. They have this alcohol called Aquavit, and they make it from pine needles. And then they put it on a boat, and it goes around the world for a year. And then they drink it. You would love that.
I want y'all to look at this dude who says he drinks pine salt, because it ain't me. It ain't nobody on this side.
Nope.
Okay.
One
of these brothers is not like the other.
He also blamed the gray hair on the pine salt.
Hey, man, look, it was a one-time thing.
Brother, you have gray hair at like 12?
You liked it. Ooh, I think you liked it. Ooh, I think you liked it.
The one thing, the one thing I love about black folk is we will find the most off-the-wall shit to blame on the simplest shit. Oh, I'm not an alcoholic. Why, you Muslim? Like, no, nigga, I just don't want to drink. Like, for real. Like, seriously, I just don't want to drink. You drink pine salt? You got gray hair? Yeah, because I drank pine salt. Nigga, what the fuck is that?
That's like bald-headed women who got a perm when they're little and they still bald-headed. Yeah, you don't have no growth.
She said the root was
growing. You don't have no growth. You're like, ridiculous without you. You're not growing.
Has your mother heard this story?
Yes, she's the one that told me this story.
She probably drank it.
So your mother sat there and watched you drink pine salt?
She thought, this is when I knew
she thought
I was
freedom.
Funny.
That's what she fucking thought.
That was actually the
she's
point
like, if this little kid dies.
This is when I knew I was funny. My mom was like, girl, he over here making his eyes roll in the back of his head. Motherfucker,
you having a seizure.
I'm 3 years old.
Hold up, your eyes was... Your eyes
she
was,
said she saw the shirt.
Yeah, that's child abuse. I'm pretty sure that's
then
fucking
when
child abuse.
She saw my eyes rolling in the back
I'm
of
glad
my head.
They didn't
you
have
were
Facebook
three?
Live. She better go to jail.
You were three?
I was definitely three. Because my sister, me and my sister are like, yeah.
That's not
like,
normal. Yeah.
It wasn't.
Okay, that's on your mom. That's on your mom.
Is
your mom on this Facebook Live right now?
Hey, hey, mom.
Talosa's mom.
Do a little intervention. Let's do a little intervention.
I think in May of next year, you deserve zero gifts.
Yeah, yeah. That's not normal.
I just want you to know that. That is on you. He was three.
That's not normal.
He was on three.
And then he had, remember, I remember when he was, remember he had a douchebag thing that he was sipping on? Remember he was drinking?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Moms, you battling on two.
0 for 2. 0 for 2.
You 0 for 2 on this mob.
I'll translate to the black lady next week.
You have a little intervention on this.
Hey, look, I'm not saying you're a bad mom. I'm not saying that. Because parenting is hard.
That was funny because she thought this was funny. She was like, my son has been funny since day one.
So here's the deal.
Look at him doing this.
Here's what you need to do then. Next Tuesday or next time you're on the Palm, I need you to bring a bottle of pine salt and just drink that shit on stage because that's funny as fuck. And so, no, that'd be good. He'd be like a Black Gallagher. It'd be so awesome.
Gallagher would.
You're watching Gallagher?
You know,
really?
You know how many black people wanted to beat Gallagher's ass when he kept smashing them fucking watermelons? We're like, stop smashing them watermelons. We can use that at our next family reunion. What are you doing? Gallagher.
Like, as the white delegate to the meeting tonight, I would just like to say I love fucking watermelon too. So it's not, you guys do not have
chicken?
A fucking...
What about chicken?
I fucking love it. Are you kidding me?
How about Kool-Aid?
You cannot.
Yeah, I grew up on Kool-Aid. Yeah. I was poor.
Hold up. The black Kool-Aid with the diabetical Kool-Aid, you know, they put so much sugar in there, you be like, God damn.
Yeah, because when I was like, because when I was five, my parents taught me to make it. And I was like, fucking
did they start with their hand?
Sugar. No.
You got quiet on that. You like, no.
I just...
wooden spoon.
So, did they color their hair with it? You had to get the black chair and color your hair with Kool-Aid.
So, look, that's a prison shit.
That is prison shit. I'm sorry. I'm not letting this go. Because our parents did some messed up stuff to us back in the 80s. Because they'd be like, oh, I'm just trying to find my way. We didn't know no better. And shit like that. You know better.
He angry.
No,
he
mad. Mine didn't. Mine were dumb.
You don't drink shit that come from under the sink.
My mom was 17 and my dad was 19. They didn't know shit.
Touché.
They were trying to figure their own shit out.
He just bought a corsage. You also got to figure like in black homes, you know what I'm saying? Every time you're thirsty, like every 5 minutes. So like your parents are tired of getting you something to drink.
You say white people can't get thirsty?
Right.
I'm mad you said right. What?
You just sipping on spit.
In black houses, people black get thirsty houses, every thirsty. 5 minutes.
Yeah, they just give me an ice cube. I just sip on.
You know the difference between water, milk.
I ain't never drank no pine salt.
Hey, well, let me tell y'all something. And the other thing.
You stuttering?
You're gonna play
golf. Hey, you.
Normalize drinking pine salt 2021.
Me and Dwayne are sitting over here, and we're having like a
we would talk to Angie, but she's busy talking.
This dude literally.
Fuck you, Dwayne.
He's literally trying to make us seem like it's normal. Because you know how. Let me. I tell you what. No, you ain't gonna tell me shit. It's not normal, bro. I grew up in a black household, too. And my mama always had beverages in that joint.
What you never gonna do?
I'm just saying.
What? Look.
There's seven people in the room. How many people have drank pine salt?
One of my viewers said we need a racial draft. Just one. We of the black people are trading loaves. We are trading lows for O's.
And his mama. And his mama.
No, that's a bad trade. That's a bad trade.
And his mama.
No, you're trading.
And Raven Simone.
You want to know why we're trading lows for
O's? We'll take Rachel Dolezal.
OJ is the beverage that we all drink.
No, bullshit.
We'll take Rachel Dolezal.
No,
Raven Simone.
No, that's too much. That's too far. That's too goddamn far.
And Omarosa. Look. Them bitches can go.
Look, I know I'm.
And we're going to send Los over there with them.
I am extremely white, but you don't want Rachel fucking Dolezal. We don't want Rachel Dolezal.
So there are limits. There are limits to when you get up on that mic, on that stage.
Oh, yeah, you asked this question a long time ago.
We're coming.
No, there are no limits.
So, Angie, yes, there are fucking limits.
Yeah, there's limits.
I think it's per, no it's limit. Relative.
What the hell, you Master P?
So,
I said, oh, no.
Motherfucker.
Who's Master P? I just want to say that. This is,
Whenever we try to let them
No. Whenever you think Dwayne is gone.
Yeah, that's
Dwayne's getting a plate at the cookout. Never mind. There are limits.
I'm going to give you some pine salt.
Here's the limits I say when I'm talking to people is you got to be in the group to make fun of the group. Okay. That's kind of the golden rule. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, now, if you're Chappelle and you've been doing comedy for 40 years and you're a fucking genius, you can say whatever the fuck you want and nobody's going to cancel your ass. Chappelle is, like, literally too big to get canceled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I concur.
But like for us, you know, earthlings and shit, that's the rule I try to follow. If you're in the group, you can make fun of the group. Like, I'm not going to get up and make black jokes. Because guess what? I'm not. I mean, I will make some just because, like, after you guys know me and whatever. But more or less, I'm going to make fun of me being a white dude that hangs out with a bunch of black people. You know what I mean? Right. Or I'm going to make fun of military people because it's something I know, right?
Okay.
But it's one of those things. I mean, that's kind of the golden rule. Is anything untouchable? I don't think anything's untouchable. I would never say that. I hate the cancel culture. I hate the idea that we can't say shit.
And I feel like that's why y'all are needed, because y'all say shit that we think as regular civilians that people laugh at when and feel free when they go out and see you.
I think, I mean,
really openly talk about.
I think some places. I mean, some places are like insanely woke. You know, like if you go to DC, sometimes I mean, some shit you say. Like I made a joke in DC and they got pissed off at me one time because I was making a joke about like when did dudes become part of the Flag Corps. In high school sports, like when the fuck did that thing? They're like, that's homophobic. No, that's just fucking. Why do you want to do that shit? That's crazy. But you know, got mad. Yeah, they got
flag
mad.
Flag squad.
They got very fucking mad.
Was it the flag squad or the fag squad?
I
don't fuck.
No.
Which one?
You do have to be careful. I mean, you got to know your audience. But at the same, I don't like the idea. Like, I think Daniel Tosh has a great bit about it, where he's talking about, like, is anything off limits? Fuck no. And he does a bit about, like, how he was a sponsor for the Make-A-Wish kids, you know, and he's always, like, and the joke is fucking great, you know, the point of the joke is, like, anything is good if you write a good joke about it. Anything can be funny, right? You know, but it's got to be a good joke. It just can't be getting up and like, man, just say some stupid racist shit or some stupid dumb shit. You know, like he talks about, like, you know, I walk up to these kids the first thing. I'm like, hey, this is my weekend, so are you really dying? Don't fuck with me, you know? and the kids give it right back to him. You know, that's the whole point. It's like they fuck with him back. And so I don't think anything's off limits.
That just fucked him up.
I don't think anything.
We lost Doug.
But you got to come at it really funny. Yeah. Like, so the more dangerous the topic, you better be fucking funny with it.
You
know,
you gotta match it. You gotta match it.
Well, you got a lot of people that come up and just go like, I'm just gonna say some dumb shit, and it's like, okay, cool. You know, and it's like they
might
just want to talk
about
a group.
In the end.
They just want to talk about a group that they're not in, and that's when it becomes homophobic or racist or whatever.
I think the biggest thing when it comes to comedy is being able to be tactful yet funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like Dwayne said. I'll go back to an earlier thing when he was asking, when did you find out you were funny? There's a difference between being funny and making people laugh.
That's
a
fact.
A crackhead is funny, but I'm not going to put a crackhead on stage to make people laugh.
That's a good point.
So you have to be able to really and truly dissect it and put it in a way where everybody grasps it. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets it. Because if you don't, you'll find your, it, nothing is lonelier than being on stage and nobody understands you.
Yeah. And then just that is
the when you want to talk about 5 minutes lasting long, yeah. Man, I'm right. telling you right now, yeah. that is the
and you can feel it. Yes, you can feel it.
Have you ever heard that song? Standing in the need of prayer, it's me, it's me, it's me.
They're gonna preach a man.
Like it really and truly is, because your job is to put everybody at ease, mm-hmm. to yeah. understand yeah. it's okay to feel the way that you feel. Right. Because when we're in such a era where everything, like people literally and truly look online for stuff to be offended by.
No yeah. bullshit.
And what gets me the most is that the individuals who they're following, or the individuals that they're following, will actually respond to their bullshit. Mm-hmm. When they know that in any, all those LGBTQ people who got on Dave TMZ. Chappelle, mm-hmm. they would trade places with Dave Chappelle in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. If exactly. you're making that Thank type you. Of money for mm-hmm. 1 hour Thank of yeah. work.
Thank and you have that kind of influence.
Yes.
Yes.
So exactly. so usually it's one of those things where you're in a cancel culture because people want to cancel you because they're not you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why people want to cancel you. Yeah. It's because they're not you.
Mm-hmm. People do look for reasons to be offended.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, and you got to be careful. But I think the way... you know, you can always find a good approach, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, like these guys know, I do a bit about, you know, we were talking earlier in the show about, mm-hmm. I do a bit about going to, you know, a black room the first time.
All right.
And, but it's not about a black room. It's about me being a dumbass. It's about me All being right. a fish out of water. Yeah. And it works that way. But I've had comics go, oh, you can't tell that. You're a white guy. I'm like, no, bullshit. It's not, it's because it's not about, like, I'm not making fun of them.
No.
You know, I'm saying I was a dumbass and here's what I did and exactly. I felt uncomfortable, exactly. right? And so, I mean, if you take the right approach, I think anything is funny.
Yes.
You just gotta, yeah. you yeah. just gotta.
And it's comedy.
Find the right approach.
It's comedy. You're trying to make people laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, not necessarily trying to make people laugh. Because when I first got up on stage, I felt like, here I am trying to make somebody laugh. But then I had to find my own zone.
Right.
You know what I mean? I had to find my voice. I had mm-hmm. to find my gift. And once I started acting in my own gift, it was a natural. It was the one thing that I do the most easiest that comes the most easiest.
Yeah.
I don't even think about some of the things. Sometimes the things are one time only.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might want to catch it when I say it because right. I might not ever say it again. You know, I mean, yeah. I really say some random stuff. But, you know... It's a culture. You learn and you get out there and you try different things, and I enjoy working with them. You know what yeah. I mean? Because I learned something different from them, and I'm growing each time.
That's what's up.
You know,
it's been fun to watch. I will say this. I'm gonna plug Angie right now because it's been really fun to watch her grow in the yeah. last year. Honestly, it's been I don't give out compliments lightly, but it's been really, really fun. Jug's like, no, he doesn't. He's a dick. No, but like, it's been really fun to watch Angie kind of come into her voice and find her voice. And you know, finding your voice in comedy, I think takes years and years and years. You yeah. know, I don't think I've gotten mine yet. You know, I mean, 100%. You know, usually, you know, the number that everybody throws out is about like 5 to 7 years to really find your voice, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, watching Angie kind of come into her voice has been really cool to watch at the pond. Watch her develop. Watch her go from, I mean, honestly, somebody who
was, I came out there with a book one night.
Yeah, and well, we all go books.
And then after that, I haven't brought it back up there.
Yeah, you know, but a lot of people bring books.
Trying to just do different stuff.
Yeah, I bring notes up, whatever, on an open mic. You know, yeah. I never do it on a paid show, but on open mic, but you know, because it's a playground, it's a workout yeah. room. But. What I mean is just, and I mean this as a huge compliment, it's like just to watch Angie grow in the last year has been, it's very, very cool. I consider myself very, very privileged to be
it
like,
is,
a part
it
of
is.
That, to watch that, you know?
And
to
be, so, and it's cool. a family, you know, when Chevis, you know, first came to me and said, Angie, I want you to start going to different, you know, open mics. So I first started with Dwayne.
Yeah.
And it's home. You know what I mean? I first came back and I sat back and I watched and I said, you know what? I could probably kill it in here.
Yeah.
You know what I said? The next time I came out there, I signed up and I came out, see what I can do. And then from that point, it's been a growing point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And each time he puts me out there, I get out there, do a little bit. He tries me a riff mic, you know, okay, try 5 minutes, try 10 minutes, yeah. you know, testing me, see where I can go. Let me try and Let me put you in second. Let me put you in a bullet. Let me put you in a third, sixth. It doesn't matter where you put me in. You know what I mean? Right, and but I'm growing, and I'll take each, you know, each thing. So you know, my steps will definitely be in order, and I definitely appreciate the order that is coming in.
Does that make a difference to go first, second, third?
Well, you know, it does. You know what I mean? Because you have some people that really, you know, they're trying. You know, they're trying their craft. They're, you know, some people might be better writers than they are, you know, comedians. True. You know what I mean? They get up there and it just, you can tell that they're funny, but it's not there. So sometimes, you know, you might get somebody in there about that sixth spot that lights them up, and that just sets the evening off. You know what I mean? So you have to be kind of see who goes in there and see what can, you know, who can do what. But it's a trial and error. Yeah.
Have y'all ever went behind somebody that did like an amazing job? Like,
so you know you got to step your game up.
Yeah, and then you got to go on stage.
But that's what I'm saying. When you bring, we got somebody up there that's going to bring the noise. It seems like it picks the elevation up. Mm-hmm. So now everybody else wants to kind of, you know, step their game up.
You hear a lot of new comics, honestly. Mm-hmm. You hear a lot of brand new comics will say shit like, "Oh, I don't want to go after them. They're fucking great." Bullshit. I want to go after somebody. I love. I swear to God, I love following this guy. Mm-hmm. I put this guy up early in a lot of shows, and which is in a paid show is not necessarily always the coveted spot, you know, because you want to go later in a paid show. You want to go later in an open mic. You want to go earlier, mm-hmm. essentially. And I mean that's the general rule of thumb, right? Because in an open mic, people might leave, you know, the crowd will thin out, the energy will die down, whatever. We got a pretty good room down at the Palm where people pretty much mm-hmm. stick around for the most of the time. But like, I love, Doug is, like, super energy, right?
He
like,
is.
I've never seen Doug, honest to God, I've never seen Doug have a fucking set where people leave less energized than
what
they were
came.
Before. Because he's, like, super energy.
And he brings it.
Mm-hmm. And so he's a great dude to put up early, to get the energy flowing early, mm-hmm. to get going. But yeah, it definitely, so some comics, you'll hear them talk, like, they talk about it like it's karaoke or some shit. Like, if you go to a karaoke bar, I want to go after somebody who sucks ass. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go after somebody who can't carry a tune, right? So then I look good. I don't want to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to do that at a comedy show, man. I want to go after somebody who's kicking ass. Because, like she said, it'll freaking make me work harder. Because I want to go, okay, yeah, fucking, especially Pedro, like, I want to be better than the guy behind me, for sure.
Right. It's going to push you.
Yeah, absolutely. And as they should, you know, honestly. And, you know, because when I'm going up before somebody, I want to make their life miserable, honestly. I want to, like, I want to make it hard for them.
But it's like Dwayne said, we've lost in this era the friendliness of competition. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, there's nothing wrong with being friends. But I want Dwayne to try to cut my head off. Right. I want to try and cut Dwayne's head off because pressure
still
either busts pipes or it reveals who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really and truly have had a blessing in this comedy business by going up after some amazing people like Tony Woods, Chris Thomas. Tommy Taylor Jr. Like, I've really been blessed in my time to go up after some heavy hitting cats. You know what I'm saying? Lawrence Owens is another one. Yeah. You know, like, these jokers are no joke, and they don't make it easy on you. It's not like, oh, since you're new, I'm gonna go up here and tell knock knock jokes. No, they be like, look, either this joint is not shout out to David Arnold. This is not for the weak.
Yeah.
It is not for the weak. If
not,
you really and truly cannot hold
your own,
bro, go and get yourself. Yes, go and get yourself a job at McDonald's so you can hide behind Ronald's big ass smile. But if you're really about this business, man, you want to put yourself in messed up position. You want to be in perplexing situations because it'll reveal more about you.
Well, still sharp and still.
You hear a lot, right? Exactly. And you hear a lot of people say things like, "Oh, I don't want to go after that guy. He's really solid." I'm like, bullshit. Jump on that fucking wave, man.
Yeah.
I want to go after somebody. I don't want to go after somebody who's just shit the bed because now I got to get the crowd back.
Right.
Which, like, as a host, like, so I host a lot. So as a host, like, I've learned to kind of try to bring that crowd back.
Right.
So it's funny actually. That's like as a host. That's
that's probably even harder, right? Because you got to come
behind. It's two jobs.
You got to come behind every comedian.
Yeah.
And so comes on it. Yeah.
The times that you want to ride the wave after right. somebody, like if a duck gets up and just crushes the fucking room, right?
Right.
Like that's when I want to ride the wave because I want to play on those laughs. I want to take that energy right. and I want to use it for my own. That's the time I need to shut the fuck up as a host and just
right,
go,
yeah.
next dude coming to the stage.
Just say, yeah.
Right? But
yeah,
when somebody comes up and needs a dick.
Yeah.
Somebody comes up and needs a dick and you're like, I don't want to tell jokes right now, but you got to try to bring the crowd back, right? Right. And bring the energy up. But I love following people that have good energy. I love it. Some people get... I think that's a sign of immaturity.
So tell me this. We got in the comments.
You're good. What I was going to say was just between all three of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I just came into this whole crowd and stuff like that. Y'all have all told me. So one of the questions that I wanted to really ask, and I think I heard from Angie and Doug before, but I just want to ask it again. How many times do you kind of like just remake a good joke? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all heard, you know what I'm saying, a little douchebag joke. I feel like I can add more to it. So do I keep it original or do I add to it?
You don't want to make a joke too long. You know what I'm saying? Because okay. you don't want to drag somebody in there and then they're like, will you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? So you want to tell your story or however you're going to get your point across, get to your punchline and get out. Onto the next thing. You know what I mean? You have to know when they're able to cut it off.
Okay.
So, I would say, I mean, I don't think a joke's ever done. You know what right. I mean? In that sense. So like, I've been telling a joke. I think most of these guys have heard it. But, you know, I tell a joke about, you know, I go from my first name being Shannon, which is a fucking curse my parents. That's not... funny.
Oh, sorry. It is, Shan.
I didn't fucking make a joke right there. I'm just stating facts, Ice. I got my name Shan. He's like, that's why it's funny.
Sometimes I don't know when to laugh and when not to pop that.
I was like, you bitch. That's what he said to me.
It's some Shannons out there who do some dope
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, okay, when I was a kid, Shannon Sharp was not fucking around. I lived in the fucking Midwest. It was not okay. Like, with a bunch of fucking rednecks and shit.
Yeah, you fucked
what's
up
your
in the
fucking
game.
Name, boy?
So, hence, but Dwayne no, is your middle name.
Dwayne's my middle name. Yeah.
Okay, it makes sense.
Which is hilarious to me. Because, again, I grew up in the whitest fucking part of the world.
Yeah,
but
it is hilarious. I was like, when Lost told me that, because, yo, when Lost told me, I said, dang, it's the only white dude I, y'all
yeah,
said it earlier,
it's fucking crazy, man. But like, there are a lot of white dudes named Dwayne in the Midwest.
Out
they
there.
Spell it D-U and shit. Whatever. Anyway.
Dwayne. You die, Dwayne.
I go from that bit to then going into this bit about my wife being a foreigner and all this shit, right? But about joining the army and things like that. But even a week ago, I've been doing that joke for 3 years now. Okay. And just last week, I was doing a bit, and I was like, I thought of a new bit to it, a new tag or a new, you know, a new way to like get into this side. So I mean, I think we're always thinking about stuff, mm-hmm. you know. And if we can find something that's an addition to the joke, I think we should always go with it. You know, look, man, we're not filming specials right now, the three of us, right? You know, the four of us, whatever. But, you know, once you put it on a special, fine, it's done, cool, whatever. Maybe you do it once in a while for,
yeah,
you know, as your greatest hits, whatever. But I don't think it's ever done, man, because you never know when something's going to pop in your head and go, oh, my God, that's fucking funny. And when you're thinking about a bit that you've been working on and you've been writing, you've been playing with and you've been tweaking and editing and doing all kinds of crazy shit in that 23 hours, you know, that you're doing, when you're thinking about it and it's in your brain, it's amazing. This is what I tell the students all the time. It's like, mm-hmm. it's weird shit's going to pop up,
mm-hmm.
and you're gonna go, oh, fuck, I should add that to this bit. You know what I mean? You know, so I look at it like, and the shit will just happen organically. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, I do this bit about me being a dude named Shannon, and I was bitching to my mom about it, and she's, and I swear to God, I sent, when I was first starting stand-up, I sent a video to my mother about it, and she got, my mom's like super defensive, like whatever, but she's like, she sent me an email that day, she's like, oh, it's funny, but, and I was like bitching about my name, she's like, it's not my fault that your name's Shannon, that was your dad's idea, she goes, I was going to call you John Edward, and I go,
John Edward.
And shit like that just falls in your fucking lap. And I'm like, my initials would be Jew. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah.
John Edward.
I'm like, are you fucking serious right now? Like, you can't do this shit to me. And I was like, crucial. Did you not even see that? Did you not think about it?
John Edward.
And it's a
White.
True fucking email. That's I still have that email. Shit. I was like, oh, I was like wild. A week before I fucking
you
was going
went
on
with
that.
Jew.
Huh?
You should have went with
Jim.
I know,
right? Hey, shout out to Rhythmus Radio. Shout out everybody in IG comments. And if you're not following, make sure you tap in with us on social media. Just type in your Google machine, Conversations on the Rocks. We got some funny people here in the building. We actually got a couple people. Shout out to Norma Jean. She said, Doug found his voice in Godwin Elementary School, and she said, she said,
won't he do it?
She said, Lowe's found his voice after that pine saw shot.
Oh, come on,
shout out to Norma. Listen to me. Norma,
if you don't bring that shit to the
listen
stage,
to me. That is my girl. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now.
Who?
Norma is my homie. We've known each other since 92.
Norma
Jean? So you know
yes.
Norma, so you know she a twin?
What?
Yeah.
My man.
What?
She, I'm gonna tell you right now, Norma
so
got Norma is the only thing. Norma is the only woman she that I would pick in a fight over a man.
She gangster.
Norma is the only woman. She is the only woman that I will pick in a fight versus a man. I have seen her piece dudes up
like
a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Is Norma normal?
Norma is a female.
Yes, all
back in the day.
Norma, your ass.
She was just one of them.
She was just one of like it was. I'll put it like this. The Bible says that God gives gifts to men. In parentheses, he said he gave hands to Norma. You understand me? God gives gifts to men, but he gave hands to Norma. Norma will beat your ass. You understand me?
Jump out there with you.
You'll be on the ledge by yourself.
So to that, actually, and Doug, I want you to get in here, jump in first. One of the things you said earlier was when it's quiet and when people don't know, you know what I mean, when you're on stage and you just bombing.
Yeah.
Like, how do you deal with the hecklers? You know what I mean? How do y'all navigate the hecklers? Like, do you like them? Do you not like them?
Dwayne, to take it or me?
I want you to start first. We're going to go around and ring around before we jump out
of here. This is the one thing about dealing with a heckler. Okay? This is the one thing about dealing with a heckler. Is hecklers die a slow death if you let them. Because the one thing that you need to understand is that as a comedian, you've already got the advantage. You've got the mic. You got the stage, you've got the light, and you got people who are already there to see you. So unless this heckler is somebody like a AJ Johnson, God rest his soul, who got his start by heckling people. He got his start by heckling people. You're not going to find too many hecklers who can really be funnier than the comedian. You're not going to find too many hecklers. AJ Johnson was a special breed. But usually a heckler will kill himself in the sense of they're not going to be funny. And if they're annoying enough, people will literally and truly
shut them down.
Like I have.
Friday was a good example.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So I literally, she got up there and I literally had everybody singing the Golden Girls theme. And she sat her ass right back down. You know what I'm saying? So you got to use shit against, like, there was one time where I had on, like, some plaid pants and a dude kept talking about them. Like, yo, look at his pants. I said, bruh, either you can enjoy the show or I'm going to make you part of the show.
Why were you wearing plaid pants?
Man, it was something. Don't.
Golfing?
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Sorry, I know you're serious, but you were wearing plaid pants.
Yeah, I had a couple pair of plaid pants. I'm just saying. And dude kept messing with me. He was like, yo, so where you get your pants from? I said, they
Checkers.
Were a gift from your mama as I was sneaking out this morning. Leave me alone. And everybody just shut him down. And he was so mad, but he couldn't say nothing else back. So it's like when you're dealing with a heckler, you just really and truly got to let them kill themselves. Okay.
But where did you get those checker pants from?
Yeah, I just wondered. The fuck were you wearing checker pants for, man?
Because,
what kind of bullshit?
because chess is my favorite. Leave me alone.
You ain't gangster, motherfucker. I'm
not. You don't play checkers. I play chess.
How you handle it, Dwayne? How you handle the hecklers? So you like them? You prefer?
No, I fucking hate them. I fucking hate them. So here's the deal. Here's one of the misconceptions in comedy is that there's a lot of hecklers.
Anybody want an olive?
And there's really that's for vodka shots.
I take one.
I told you I didn't fuck around. I came here. I brought a ball of Tito's and a bunch of fucking olives to cut that shit.
Hand
with.
Him the Tito's too.
Yeah, hand him that shit. So 90% of people are not really hecklers.
No, they're really not.
You know. I always plug this book. It's my favorite book on stand up comedy ever. It's Stephen Rosenfield's book, Mastering Stand Up. Okay. Right, and he talks about that. He's like, first of all, you got to make sure it's a heckler. Because a lot of them are just, like, drunk people that think they're helping you out or they're talking loud or whatever. Yeah. And you just blow them off, right? And then eventually they're going to fucking kill themselves, right? Or, you know, something's going to happen. If they continue to just talk loud, people are going to shut them the fuck up. Like, right. I mean, Friday night was a great example.
Perfect example.
I mean, everybody in the room hated. I thought there was this one table of, like, Hispanic ladies that I literally thought was going to cut this bitch. It was so crazy. Like, they were fucking mad. And it's the VFW, so they're probably armed. Let's be real. And so veterans of foreign wars, Doug.
My bad.
And so, you know, you got to be like, you know, usually if you remind them, they're just a normal person, like, hey, it's time to shut the fuck up now. Like, I have a microphone, you don't. Shut the fuck up. You know, whatever. But sometimes they're mean. But that's so rare. It's so rare, honestly. It's like maybe, I mean, less than 1% of the time is it a mean heckler. Like, you suck, blah, blah, blah. All right. And it's like, okay, then you're like, okay, you just, like, go at him. At that point, it's gone. So, but the thing is, like, I let him get away the freebie, right? Let him get one. Because if you launch on a heckler too fast, you're going to lose that crowd.
Yes.
Because you can be just an asshole, be like, hey, fuck you, you freaking whore, blah, 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 blah. And then
it's
the crowd's
like politics, and it's like
that was
approach to the whole
mean.
Thing about it.
That was
you
mean.
You have to approach it.
So I give him a freebie, and then if they keep going, it's like I'll bring it up. But if they're mean, then it's like you got to make sure that they're being mean. Their action has to warrant your response. But people, like a lot of people that don't do comedy, like they go, oh my god, hecklers, oh my god, I can't, like again in the class I teach, like people ask about hecklers every class, right? Yeah. Every single one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, first of all, this is a very friendly room. It's going to be all veteran friendly. It's going to be all, like, you know, people you've invited. They're not going to heckle, first of all. And if they do, we'll fucking grab them and pull them out of here, right? But hecklers are really such a small part of comedy.
It's like the people at the bottom of the comments that don't have avatars, just like a
Well, I mean, but
like
people in the bottom of the
but they don't really.
But people in the bottom of the comments got a lot bigger balls because there's nobody around, right? But these
balls.
People are in a fucking room with real live human beings that will grab them and go, hey, dude, shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear you anymore. You're not funny.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing, you know, again, alcohol and everything else adds to the fucking deal. But, yeah, it's honestly not as big of a problem as you would expect. Most of the time when people if a comic is eating shit, people are just quiet. To be honest, because they're like, oh Jesus Christ, I can't believe this person's up there doing this shit. If your stuff's not going good, they just look at their shoes like they work at the NSA and they're fucking, you know, whatever. But
you
that's
know,
my two cents.
It's been a pleasure to have y'all on here. Before we go, how can everybody on listening and on our social media get in contact with y'all if they want to come see Angie on Friday night, come see you on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, come see Doug whenever. How can everybody?
I'll be there Friday too. I'll be hosting that motherfucker.
Motherfucking me, right? Well, you can catch me at Angie Robinson. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram on Ms. Robinson.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm something else. like I said, I'll be there on Friday with my man Dwayne. He's gonna be hosting that joint. I'll probably be headlining the next one there too. Just give me a little while. I gotta work that on.
Three or 4 years.
I'm working on that. You know, once you go black, you never come back.
Oh my god.
Dwayne, how can everybody get in contact with you?
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram at ddub, like ddub. comedy. And then but you can find all my shows, all the stuff that I'm doing right now on DwayneWhiteComedy.com. And I joke, but I actually do own the website WhiteDwayneComedy.com. So I do actually have that. I was drunk, it was late, whatever, it was fine, you know? It was good,
just in case.
I blame Shevitz Wichard for that joke.
Schwartz
Schwartz.
You're on your honeymoon, man.
You're short, Schwartz.
No, I will say this. Shevitz Wichard comes down here, and he's a big part of the pod. He's my new neighbor, lives down here in Woodbridge, and he is a freaking amazing comic.
Yes, he is.
And a good dude. He is always trying to help comics out.
And he made me cry at his wedding.
And my wife did too.
Yeah, I watched the wedding. And I was
in the woods
trying
to kill shit.
I cried like a bitch.
My wife.
He cried. I cried. I said, "It's a fucked up situation." But I'm home. Yeah, he cried. I got the whole.
That was a dick move. That was a dick move right there.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
You mean Schwartz? It's not really Shevitz. It's Schwartz.
That's a dick move, Angie. You just like said the man cried.
Well, I cried too.
Well,
I cried.
I was hungry.
How can everybody get in contact with you, Doug, before we get out of here, man?
Pretty much, you can find my phone number on any bathroom stall in the women's bathroom.
It is 777-9311.
Yeah, it's 77. It's called 777-DI. Never mind. you can find me on Instagram at that dude.
The cleanup is better.
I can get a couple of inches out of it if I dip my hip. You can hit me up on Instagram at @that_dude_Doug. You can also follow me on Conversations with Comedians on NLGRadio.com every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh god. If you're not hooked like this,
because you're doing stuff on Wednesdays.
Well, you should be hooked up, like man. This. Again, Rhythmics Radio. We appreciate everybody for listening. Everybody on the IG, the Facebook, everybody who subscribes to YouTube. Peace, everybody in there. What up, Sean Scott? Yeah, man. And as always, we here Mondays, 8 p.m. to 9:30. You know we on Rhythmics Radio. You know it's Shenanigans. And you never know who we're going to have up here, man. We appreciate everybody for coming up here. We definitely going to come check y'all out.
Please do.
Like, just been cracking just shenanigans just from the jump. You know what I'm saying?
I hope we can come back.
Y'all always welcome if y'all ever got anything else that y'all want to promote.
Episode would be perfect for y'all.
12th episode?
That 12th, because that's the last one. That's the grand finale.
Oh yeah. Please let us know.
Definitely. We're definitely going to keep in touch. And
Dwayne's going to bring the snacks.
Thank you. We're not doing snacks.
When I quit my actual government job, like the contracting bit, then I'm
going to
come in here and smoke weed with these people.
That's what's up. Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
Shout out to our sponsor, Eversmith Organics. Make sure y'all tap in eversmithorganics.com. And co-host, y'all got anything before we wrap?
Bye.
that's my leg.
I'm gonna tell you, she'll let you know when you've overstayed your welcome at her house.
Right?
This has definitely been fun. Thank y'all for coming through.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
Yes, always.
Shout out to JB over in the cut.
Yeah, shout out to JB. JB over in the cut. I need to get
home and watch it. That's the man. Thank my man. So thank all of y'all, man. Thank y'all for coming in over here, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it was.
And before we get out of here, as always, man, make sure y'all tap in with the gang. And, always have your conversations on the rock, baby. Love. Salute.
All right.
Dwayne, you got to call your lift.
And everybody on IG, love. Appreciate y'all for stopping by, man. And
that is the longest outro in history.
Let's try to get y'all. It's a couple outros.
God, man, you better hit them with a Don Cornelius.
Radio outro.
You better hit them with a Don Cornelius. Love, peace, and soul.